Good afternoon. And I printed this in really big font. It didn't help. Okay. First today, I ask you to join me in remembering Riley Fessenden, who 2 years ago in this auditorium led us in our Pledge of Allegiance with her brothers and her sister. Riley was a beautiful, thoughtful, and loving child who shared her light with our community and made us all better for having known her. 2 years ago, we declared the first week of January to be Riley Rocks Fessenden Week in Beverly. This year, Riley's family and friends are again celebrating Riley's life by helping others, and they have asked the community to join them. In their words, during the week of January 1st through 7th, we hope you can join us in celebrating Riley's smile, light, love, hopeful and caring personality, and colorful spirit. Please join me this Saturday, right across the hall in the Beverly High School cafeteria, for the first Riley Rocks Dance Marathon from 5 to 9 p.m. Admission will be $10, and the proceeds will benefit the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. I know it will mean a great deal to Riley's family if you can support this wonderful event. I'd like to acknowledge a couple of visitors. First, I want to say to the Beverly High School Vocal Ensemble and Jazz Band, thank you. You always sound amazing, and we're grateful that you're here with us today. I have to say that I took trumpet lessons for a year when I was younger, and after about a year, my trumpet teacher told my mom she might find better uses for her money. So I don't share in your talents, but I do share in your love for music. Thank you. I also want to acknowledge and thank a couple of elected officials who joined us. Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger. Kevin, thank you for being with us. And our own state representative from Beverly, Jerry Parasella. Thank you both for spending the time with us today. Thank you all for being here today, especially the family members and close friends of our elected officials. The service we offer our community is not ours alone. You wear this mantle of service too. You are the supports we rely on to be successful. The sacrifices you make are real, and none of us can do the work we do without you. Thank you. I also want to thank now, but we'll be thanking, I think, much more appropriately a bit later, the several Korean War veterans who are here with us today to be recognized for your sacrifices to our country so many years ago. For now, it is an incredible honor and privilege to stand with you again today, taking the oath of office for the third time to serve you as your mayor, to uphold our state constitution and laws, our city charter and ordinances as we work to move this great city forward. I am excited and energized to again be blessed to work with such talented and dedicated public servants as my colleagues on the City Council and School Committee up here on the stage. I especially want to welcome our new City Council colleagues. Welcome, Julie Flowers. Welcome back, Tim Flaherty. And our new school committee colleague, welcome Kelly Ferretti. And congratulations to you all. There is so much that is good and right in Beverly. There is much to celebrate about our great city as we start the new year. World-class businesses and institutions, dedicated neighborhood groups and civic organizations continue to invest in our community. Partners large and small, new and old. Some have been part of the fabric of our community for over a century, while others are coming to Beverly for the first time this year. They are all partners in moving our city forward. There is plenty for us to accomplish together in the next 2 years. First and always, our responsibility is to provide the key core city services that all our residents, students, and local businesses need and count on. Thankfully, our city is well served by our many talented, dedicated department heads, some of whom are here in attendance, by the hardworking city employees who deliver these core services throughout the year, and by our hundreds of board, commission, and other volunteers who serve countless hours to make this great city all it can be. Department heads, all other city and school employees here today, as well as all city volunteers in attendance, please stand. I see you. Yeah. audience for joining me in thanking all of these individuals for their commitment to our city. Please allow me now to share with you a preview of initiatives and issues we hope to advance over the next 2 years. First, we have been internally piloting a new work order system called QCenter, which will allow people to enter a request for work. For example, reporting a broken street light or a street sign that's missing. QCEN will route the request to the appropriate department in person, and we hope that this will improve communication and outcomes for us all. We plan to go live with this service later this spring. In the public safety realm, Police Chief Belasher and Fire Chief Carter continue to lead the dedicated men and women who protect us every day. Last month, the City Council approved funding to begin the transition to a consolidated civilian dispatch system for all emergency calls in the city. Once complete, hopefully later this year, 4.5 police officer positions will become available for redeployment, enhancing police services throughout the city. Further, today I have submitted a request to the City Council for a $1 million appropriation to hire an owner's project manager, hire a design architecture firm, and to begin designing our new police station. Our goal is to design the new station over the next 18 months and begin construction later in 2019. In the fire department, we have just completed significant upgrades to the North Beverly Fire Station, and we are tracking U.S. Homeland Security with the intention of applying for a grant this year to add 4 additional firefighters to our department. With this grant, the federal government would cover a significant portion of the cost of these positions for 2 to 3 years, after which we would take on the full cost. This is an affordable way to increase public safety staffing, and we plan to apply as soon as the grant becomes available. Our public school system is thriving. We fund our schools to the maximum level we responsibly can, and we will continue to do so. The educational programming we offer our students and the caliber of instruction they receive are top-notch. In fact, Beverly Public Schools is one of the most innovative school districts in Massachusetts, as evidenced by our role in MAPLE, the Massachusetts Personalized Learning EdTech Consortium, as a catalyst district. Our leadership is further evidenced by our membership on that organization's board of advisors, as well as by the learning walks our schools recently hosted for districts from across Massachusetts. Our new 1,400 student grades 5 through 8 middle school is nearing completion. We expect to open for the 2018-2019 school year later this summer. The new Beverly Middle School will be the premier 21st century state-of-the-art middle school in the region. Our school district has advanced and aligned curriculum, and our middle school staff have participated in significant professional development, all designed to prepare our staff to take full advantage of the educational facility we are building, including the technology investments, the classrooms, and the 12 makerspaces, which will house dynamic and effective project-based learning for our middle school students across curricula and throughout each school year. Together with our pre-kindergarten program at the McEwen School, our soon-to-be-reconfigured grade K through 4 elementary schools, and here at Beverly High School, our administration, teachers, and support staff will continue to deliver a world-class education to over 4,600 children. I look forward to our shared efforts on behalf of our kids in the coming 2 years. Staying with our children for the moment, we have completed an inventory of all municipal playgrounds, and I have submitted today to the City Council a request to approve spending $150,000 from the Recreation Department Enterprise Fund, together with another $50,000 from within the Recreation Department operating budget. This money will be used to repair and replace playground equipment throughout the city in the coming months. One of our greatest responsibilities is to balance the many needs in our community. Immediate needs to fund and deliver critical services to all our residents, and the longer-term ability to fund those same services, which cost more over time. The need, both now and long-term, for affordable, quality housing for people of all ages and all income levels. people already living here, and those who want to make Beverly their new home. The need for further economic development to create more good jobs in Beverly and to deliver the new growth revenues that we need each year to fund our core city services. And the need to accomplish all this while we continue to preserve our green spaces, enhance our neighborhoods and our downtown, and not overburden our infrastructure. We need to be thoughtful and intentional, and we need to be willing to embrace change that strikes that balance. Simply put, we need to grow smart. Last year, we completed a housing needs analysis, which put data to what many of our friends, neighbors, and coworkers have been experiencing, namely this. Seniors are afraid to sell the homes they raise their families in and downsize because they can't find anything they can afford in Beverly. Young adults who grew up here and want to choose Beverly as their adult home cannot find a place. Renters who live here now and work at good, sometimes modest paying jobs are finding it harder and harder to stay as rents increase. The data paints this sobering reality for Beverly residents. 23% of Beverly renters pay over half of their income for housing. That's over 1,350 of Beverly's renters. 12% of Beverly homeowners pay over 50% or half of their income on housing. That's over 1,200 of Beverly's homeowners. The need for affordable housing in Beverly is clearly real. Beverly is a great place to live. And just as you or someone in your family lineage came to Beverly and chose to build a life here, others now want to do the same. And just as your family and mine were welcomed in Beverly, we have an obligation to keep the doors of this great city open to new generations. As new jobs come to Beverly, which we need, we want many of the people who fill these jobs, for both traffic and environmental reasons, to live right here in Beverly. As baby boomers retire and want to stay here, we will need more housing for them, for the people who fill their jobs, and for the people who work in the many new jobs that will be created to meet both the healthcare needs and the cultural and entertainment needs of an older population. And the answer to this challenge is to see it as an opportunity. Not to be ruled by fear of increased traffic, of more demands on city services, of change. The great thing is that there are ways to see our housing needs and our shifting demographics as the opportunity that they truly are. We should not have to cut down trees and lose acres of woodlands to gain new housing. We should not have to build housing in locations where each adult in the house needs his or her own car. We have the model already. Today it's called transit-oriented development. But it's been around for a long time. It's basically a common sense approach to housing. Build more housing near the train, near the subway, within walking distance of stores and services. Our master plan anticipated this. Over a decade ago, former Mayor Scanlon and the City Council, with some of our current city councilors at the table then, made zoning changes to prioritize transit-oriented development along Rantoul Street and around the Beverly Depot train station. Simply defined, transit-oriented development allows for greater housing density where people can walk to the train, to restaurants, and to stores. And it is working. In our downtown, TOD is bringing fewer than one car per unit of housing as residents rely more on walking, on the train, on Zipcar memberships, and on biking. Even the cars that have come with the housing tend to sit in garages. Their owners use them less on average than in our outlying neighborhoods, where almost every errand and trip seems to necessitate driving. TOD is also bringing fewer school children than other types of housing. Specifically in our downtown, one Beverly Public School student per 30 units of housing, compared to one student per just over 3 units of housing in our traditional single-family neighborhoods. Beyond our downtown focus, the city's housing plan completed last year includes a list of recommended strategies to meet our housing needs, including passing a Great Estates Ordinance, which can help to create housing while preserving some of Beverly's older estates by subdividing larger homes into apartments or condominiums. We can save these beautiful homes from the wrecking ball and help maintain the feel and the dimensions of these older properties. We plan to submit our proposed Great Estates Ordinance to the City Council for its consideration this year. This spring, we will hold a series of neighborhood and community meetings to share what we have learned through the housing plan process. Listen to the community's ideas, hopes, and concerns as we strive to move ahead together as a city. Along with this, we recently received a state grant to help us develop a harbor plan for our harbor front and for the commercial shoreline along the Bass River. This work will kick off soon. We continue to manage the city's finances responsibly, as today I've submitted a request to the City Council to add $3 million to the city's stabilization fund, building our rainy day reserves to roughly 10% of our fiscal year 2018 operating budget. This allows us to keep our bond rating strong, which maximizes the assessments we will continue to make, maximizing the investments we will continue to make to maintain, upgrade, and when needed, replace our assets. In addition to the playground upgrades, our new middle school, the design funds for our new police station, and other repairs, including a new HVAC system for the Beverly Public Library's main branch, we are in the process of spending nearly $3 million this year to build roads and sidewalks. The most visible of these projects this year will be the new roundabout in Centerville at the intersection of Essex Street and Old Essex Road, where the Highway Exit 18 North off-ramp meets Route 22. Construction is scheduled to begin this spring on this long-needed safety improvement project. By fall 2018, we also hope to secure funding through the state's Transportation Improvement Plan to begin reconstruction of three other intersections: the Henry's intersection at Routes 1A and 97, McKay and Bald Streets in front of the Beverly Golf and Tennis Club, and the intersection at the foot of the Beverly-Salem Bridge by our harbor front. As we achieved with the Brimble Avenue roundabouts, these three signalized intersection improvement projects should dramatically improve the safety and the efficiency of our roadways, also providing additional capacity to accommodate the future housing and economic growth our city needs. Another significant infrastructure question is what to do with the Briscoe Middle School building. Over the last 2 years, the Municipal Building Reuse Committee examined numerous alternatives for future uses. We all had hopes for finding a way to continue to use Briscoe. These ideas included moving City Hall to Briscoe while also building the new police station there. The results of the process, however, are this: the projected cost to build a new standalone police station and rehabilitate the current station into additional city offices is about $28 million. While the alternative of rehabilitating Briscoe to house the city's needs is projected to cost twice that amount, if not more, in the range of $55 to $70 million. Before any decisions are made, let me qualify this. It does not seem that it's possible to keep Briscoe as a city property. We will need to make some decisions on where to go given that reality. But before any decisions are made, we plan to put our request for interest from potential developers, digest this information, then hold some public discussion of possible directions to go in. All of this will take place in the coming months with a goal of deciding upon a course of action by later this year. We continue to make strides in the fight against addiction and the opioid epidemic. We have successfully partnered with Beverly Hospital, citing a 24-hour medication drop box in the hospital lobby to go along with the medication drop box in our police station, providing people options for safely disposing of prescription medications that too often end up in the wrong hands and lead many down the horrific path of addiction. Our school district has updated its health curricula to deliver age-appropriate health education in this area. Again, partnering with the hospital, our police department works to counsel addicts, visiting them within 48 hours of a non-fatal overdose, in hopes they will agree to seek inpatient rehabilitation treatment. There is much more to do, and we are committed to continuing this critical fight to save our loved ones from the heartache and tragedy that addiction brings. This coming summer, my administration and the Beverly Public Schools will again partner with the Greater Beverly YMCA, with Endicott College, and our many sponsors to provide our fourth annual Mayor's Summer Learning Program for at-risk Beverly Public School children entering grades 1, 2, and for the first time this summer, children entering grade 3. We plan to increase the number of children served to 180 this summer. With the focus in early elementary years on developing literacy skills, on learning to read, then eventually turning around and utilizing these skills as children begin to read to learn, it is critical that we do more to build literacy skills in our early learners, that we give these kids a fighting chance to get the education they need. This program is making a positive difference for some of our most at-risk younger students. As they return to school in the fall more ready to take on the challenges of the next grade level, our teachers find classrooms filled with students who are more literate and ready to fly, which benefits the whole class and leads to greater success for these students and for our school district as a whole. The last topic I want to speak about today, and I recognize the irony of holding a plastic water bottle. We're on a quest to do a whole lot better than that. But the last topic I want to speak about today is sustainability, a topic that municipal leaders throughout the country and around the world recognize must be addressed at a local level in order to do our part to mitigate the impact of climate change. We plan to make significant strides in the next 2 years on sustainability initiatives. This spring, we will convert all our streetlights to LED lighting. This will significantly improve our electricity efficiency, which will in turn save money. Later this spring, we will make changes in our trash and recycling program, decreasing the barrel allowance for weekly curbside trash pickup while encouraging greater recycling. And we will also move towards eliminating the use of plastic bags and polystyrenes at retail businesses throughout the city. The traffic intersection improvements I mentioned are designed to help decrease traffic congestion and to cut traffic idling time, thereby decreasing carbon output citywide. Transit-oriented development helps to get people out of cars and onto public transit. We are currently working also with our regional planning agency and with neighboring cities and towns to increase public transit use. In Beverly, we are working to implement a regular commuter shuttle to take employees from the Beverly Depot to and from their jobs at Cherry Hill Park, Cummings Center, and with other employers throughout the city. We have also begun to study how we provide school transportation, asking whether offering bus service to more of our students may significantly impact traffic congestion around the city and decrease carbon output by cutting down on the number of families driving their children to and from school each day. Over the next several months, we will hold a series of meetings and forums to share strategies for decreasing trash and reusing and recycling more of what we use. At these meetings, we will also brainstorm and solicit ideas and feedback on how we can become a greener community overall, how we can best decrease our carbon output, the key challenge facing all cities, towns, and countries, as we work to mitigate the impacts of climate change and to ensure the strong quality of life we all want to pass on to our children. As elected representatives entrusted with running our city government, we all need to work to decrease our reliance on fossil fuels to power and heat our buildings, to run our vehicle fleet, and to manage our waste stream. Beyond that, we need to ask ourselves, how can residents and businesses work to decrease their reliance on fossil fuels, and what role can we as a city serve to facilitate these efforts? I'm excited at what we can accomplish together to conserve, to decrease our reliance on fossil fuels, to increase the generation of renewable energy in Beverly and across the region. When successful, our shared efforts will cut down on traffic congestion, improve air quality, save money for the city, our residents and businesses, and demonstrate effective and replicable ways that we and other cities and towns can battle climate change. Together, we certainly have plenty to do these next 2 years. I'm excited to get started. So with that, I wish Happy New Year to you all. Let's work collaboratively and make 2008 Beverly's best year yet. Thank you.